Another time.
Another place.
Another universe that is slightly better than this one. Because we have constitutional challenges.
Take me with you.
Constitutional. I'm very chatty tonight. We should probably introduce the show.
Oh, yeah. So,
welcome. And the correct episode.
Welcome to The Industry's Doom. Season 2, Episode 3?
Episode 3.
Yeah.
Fine, the missing episode 2.
Season 3, right, shit.
Not season.
Well, thing.
That'd be great if we just went to, like, if we just had two misnumbered episodes of Season 2, and then we were like, Season 3, fresh start, we've been to rehab, ha ha ha.
Well, you gotta remember that there is the first season of this, which is just mostly me ranting.
This should be like... Season R.
Season R. Welcome to Season R for... Anyway, yeah, constitutional crises.
Yeah, really.
Ontario and my phone have gone to hell.
Seriously, like, I know there's been other instances where people have decided to use the non-disclosure. What is it?
Notwithstanding clause. You usually use it. See, the purpose of the notwithstanding clause was so that if the federal government ever decided to impose something on you that you couldn't do, you don't want to do it, your people don't want to do it. It mostly exists for Quebec, so that they can be like, mais non.
Mm-hmm.
But it's never been used. It was always a way of being like, we don't want to take part in that federal thing that you're doing.
Yes.
It's not meant to punish. Yeah, I don't want to be involved in your higher thing.
It's not meant to trivialize. It's not to be trivialized.
Ever been used. Yeah, it's never been used trivially because there's a silent agreement that if you use it, you lose your next election.
It's all based on something way more basic than that, in my view, though.
Yeah.
We have way too much of our democracy based on conventions, not on laws. Like, this is the way that it's done, because this is the way that it's been done. And we operate in a common law system, and that takes that into account, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But, like, it's so much of it is based on convention. And, like, there's a convention that you, like, a commonly held belief that you do not... abuse this.
Yeah, you if you use
if something
it,
is found to violate if something is found to violate the rights and freedoms of Canadians in any way, it's probably something that you just shouldn't be doing most of the time anyway. Like,
exactly. If
that's a broad
to...
and I'd like to give myself give on that one, but holy Hannah, this is not the time.
Yeah, it's the general sense is you only use it with the understanding that it is killing your political career. You don't get to come back from that. And he's used it in the first couple of... Doug Ford, Premier of Ontario, has used it within the first few months over his first real battle that doesn't involve buck a beer, which he lost.
Yeah.
Because you can't produce beer for a dollar.
Can you say the name of it again?
Buck a beer.
No, the actual constitutional thing.
Buck a beer. Notwithstanding clause.
Thank you. Oh my god, I know all about it. I am very passionate about it, and I...
It has the stupidest name.
I've forgotten it already. One more time.
Notwithstanding clause.
Notwithstanding clause. Jesus, no wonder people don't care about it anymore. Notwithstanding
clause. Oh, it's the most Canadian thing ever.
Notwithstanding Santa's commitment to human rights.
I mean, technically, notwithstanding clause, you can commit any... violation of human rights in Canada.
Yeah. Genocide? Sure.
But it has a name that sounds
like... But probably not, because conventions tell you not to and would stop you in many ways. That's the healthy thing I like to think about Canadian democracy, is on some level we all believe, like, you know how Americans are like, oh, the deep state, blah, blah, blah. We're like, yeah, we quietly believe that Canada has one of those and that it will protect us if the time ever comes. Like,
it's the basis of because
that's convention.
Because good government is the basis of Canadian government, the deep state totally is.
Yeah.
There should be something there being like, ah, that sounds like a human crime.
Yeah.
We should not do that.
Yeah, I will enforce norms when they impinge upon rights or just general health and well being. Like,
yeah.
To a certain, you know, to an extreme degree. I'm not saying, like, I want Olivia Pope to be, like, running Ottawa. I do! Ottawa is not fashionable. I want Olivia Pope to run Ottawa.
Ottawa is not fashionable.
And no, we can't say that anymore. Justin Trudeau is fashionable.
Justin Trudeau is fashionable, and I know a former designer at a very, very, very upscale gown outfitter there. So I guess I can't say that either, but for the vast majority, Ottawa is fuck ugly.
What's her name? Sophie Trudeau? No?
No.
What's her name?
Whose name?
Mrs. Prime Minister.
No, yeah, it's Sophie.
Yeah, Sophie something Trudeau.
Sophie something. Sophie the something.
Uh-oh. I think she actually goes by her maiden name.
Soph!
Well, come on! You're the we don't have a First Lady of Canada. She's gorgeous and elegant as fuck, too. Yes. The two of them, I'm like, thank you for making Canada look more chic on the world stage. And somewhere out there, someone I hope is listening to this and being like, bah, 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 it's not about how you look. And it's like, no, it's not. We had Stephen Harper for many, many years, and he wore a vest very, very badly.
And Lauren
was... It's not about that. It's a fringe benefit you're allowed to acknowledge.
Yeah. It absolutely
should be. Our Prime Minister and his wife are beautiful.
Oh, and you know that if they elected, like, one of the typical, stereotypical blonde conservative women to, like...
Michelle Michael?
Yeah, fucking whatever.
I won't say that about Lisa Raitt, because I like her.
I don't like her. But
I don't have to like her, but I don't have to like Michelle Rempel enough to exclude her from this.
I don't like her.
Yeah, that's right,
either.
You make that face.
No, my point is, like, if they took one of those, like, Fox News hosts, the interchangeable Gross. Blonde conservatives...
There's a brunette one on The View now from there.
Ah.
A Fox and Friends are. They replaced a lovely blonde, like, buoyant, positive personality lady of indiscriminate semi-left-wing politics, I believe. No, not her. She's still there.
So they have two...
Brent is in love with her.
Ew.
It's hilarious.
But she's terrible and she lies and she says bad things.
She's a conservative of conservative persuasion. No, that's a broad brush, but it's a...
Anyway, what I was trying to say...
in America, it is right now.
Yeah,
it was. No, you can be a conservative, but, like, you can be a conservative. It's too broad of a tent. The whole big old tent, grand old party. No, of course it went rotten to the core, because when you appease everyone, you become, apparently, a treasonous monster.
Yeah.
But that's for segment two, I apologize. We'll get back to segment one.
Yeah,
anyway... Our chic Canadian government and the shit it's up to you. Andrew Scheer, the non-chicest element...
Well, there's
the
thing.
He's approving
it.
He's approving the use of the thing I can't remember the name
of. The notwithstanding clause.
Thank you.
Of course he is, because it's...
That's just a trope.
It's just conservatives sticking together, even though it means that he, like...
It's so far beyond that, and most Canadians know that shit.
Yeah.
I'm sure of it. We have...
Oh, yeah.
We don't have good civic education in this country, and it's always pissed me off. We have mediocre social studies education that teaches you a little bit about Canadian democracy. But holy shit, we are still more politically and socially engaged than certain other countries to the south that may have jumped off a cliff. I'd like to think, but Ontario, the Christ.
Ontario is stupid because, like, Ontario's extra dumb because they knew what the Fords do.
Not all of Ontario are bastions. I will give them that. They may be flat and they may be terribly polluted and they may be south of America, but they at least voted for a party other than... They voted for actually the party that was hoping to closest beat Ford, and that I applaud. You know, if you voted Liberal during that election, go fuck yourself in the face.
I think they have 7 seats.
Everyone's like, proportional representation. I'm like, yes, absolutely, but we don't have that yet, so you have to vote strategically.
Yeah.
If you voted for Jill Stein in Canada, you can go fuck yourself. Jill Stein in that circumstance was Andrea, no, not her, the other one.
Never vote
What's her
for
name?
Jill Stein.
The one that's gone?
No, it's Andrea Horath.
No, she was NDP, though. I'm talking the Liberal one's gone. Kathleen Wynne.
Yeah, Kathleen Wynne.
Why'd you vote for that party? They didn't have anything going for them, and also you had to vote against Ford. If you failed to do that, you are apparently semi-responsible for this shit.
Canadians will never vote for the NDP to have any kind of actual authority. Giving them Saskatchewan and Nova Scotia is fine, because you can only fuck Saskatchewan and Nova Scotia up so much.
The NDP is great provincially. Fuck them federally.
Great provincially.
Not here. No.
So 50%.
Alberta and Ontario.
They've never held power in Ontario.
No, they should have this last time.
Yes, they
That's
should
what I'm
have.
Saying. You didn't vote
but
for that.
But the only times they have a 50-50 track record, so I completely understand why voters
okay.
would just be like,
Doug
nah.
Ford or NDP?
Ugh, NDP, yeah. But, like, it's going to be a different kind of mess. It won't be the criminal charter breaking rights shitting on.
Listen, what's her name about Westy there? She's not so bad.
I can't remember her name, and I don't
Rachel
like
Rachel Notley. Why? What's wrong with her?
She's being all right. So there was a court decision that ruled against like a pipeline, mm-hmm. and instead of being, she intentionally made a big song and dance of walking out of all more, you know, all further talks.
Oh, she walked out of the carbon. Yeah, she walked out of the carbon.
Even though it's like,
whatever.
It's a court decision, bitch.
She has to get reelected. Come on, she has to pander a bit.
So she has to pander to morons who don't think that the court and legislative branches are separate.
I completely disagree with you on the premise of this. No.
No, she
has to fight the pipelines because she's the labor leader of Alberta.
Yeah, but it
doesn't... That's the only way she stays in power.
The thing she walked out of didn't have anything to do with the thing she was reacting to.
No, it was of a similar magnitude. That's what she had to pull out of a hat. That's how you stay. That's fine. I have no problem with that.
Yeah, but when if
you
stay... You
have to take the long view of this, because otherwise you get Jason Kenney. No. Do you want Jason Kenney?
The long view of it...
Do you want Jason Kenney?
No, I don't want Jason Kenney.
Boil it down. We don't have proportional representation.
No, the long view of it...
Jason Kenney. Jason Kenney or this.
The long view of it is that she'll come back to the table with the feds, and they're going to be like, you don't get this, you don't get this, you don't get this. You don't get these things that we had agreed to because you made a fucking political statement out of making this big song and dance shit that had nothing to do with it.
No, because
you take
can't
crap
spank,
off the table.
No, because you
yeah,
can't
you
spank
absolutely
Alberta
can.
Too hard.
Yeah, no, you can spank them appropriately. And spanking them then is more than most people will ever do appropriately.
No, I completely disagree. I completely disagree.
Just wait.
Listen, no. In the long view, Rachel Notley is probably the NDP threat, because can we at least talk about who is the NDP in quotes threat from the federal level right now?
Oh, do we have to?
Their polling's so low! It's hilarious!
Oh, you don't even hear about them anymore.
No. Jagmeet Singh, who's running somewhere out west where he can't afford to live because he doesn't draw a salary for reasons none of us remember, except that it indicates that they're not fundraising any money at all, which is apparently true because it was
just
mentioned
like
in the intro to this
hilarious.
Radio segment. Incredible.
The Liberals are pulling in more money than ever from donations.
Of course they are, because Jagmeet Singh and the NDP are wildly irrelevant, and Andrew Scheer is Stephen Harper with a smile, which is the most soul-cringingly thing I've ever heard, and he's apparently pro...
Everything.
He's apparently pro opposing the Charter... What is it, the Canadian Charter of Rights and
Charter
Freedoms?
Of Rights and Freedoms. I'm pretty
that
sure...
I remember, that's the important part.
I'm pretty sure that if it wasn't so directly
personal... Notwithstanding clause!
Notwithstanding clause, yeah. But I'm pretty sure that if it wasn't directly a statement against him... He would have joined Maxime Bernier's splinter party.
Oh, yeah.
But one of its founding principles is fuck Andrew Scheer. So I guess that won't happen.
That makes me want to join.
Just fuck that guy. Specifically.
Yeah, right over there. Word, but that makes me want to. Fuck, Andrew Scheer is the worst. I'm sorry, I can't. Stephen Harper with a smile is the worst thing. I don't need to know anything else about him. Endorse that, then no, just stop. Just stop everything you're doing. Reevaluate all of it.
Yeah.
All of it.
Everything that
all
you're doing.
Of it. Down to your.
Because
down
you
to your
sound
expression.
Exactly down like Maxime. So, why would anyone vote for you when they can just vote for Maxime?
Oh,
try being a nicer conservative.
You know what we are headed for eventually is like massive liberal corruption again, because they're going to get entrenched in power. And then they'll get corrupt, and then they'll get thrown out, and then we'll get, God only knows. But that's a ways off. We can get some, like, good, hopeful, progressive prosperity in the meantime. And, like, we're doing, knock on wood, we're doing all right.
We've got an economy.
We're standing against a little too much internationally, but I believe in all of it. But, like,
we seem to be working everything out, though.
If Trump is, seriously, Canada has far too many hopes riding on the midterm elections.
Well, actually, I think they've found a way of getting around a lot of the problems with America, and it's simply that they've come to the realization fully that Donald Trump is a criminal and a liar.
Oh, he cannot be trusted, and everyone knows that.
Exactly. So when it comes to the bargaining table, simply wait there until he gives you what you want.
Yeah.
Ignore everything he says.
Yeah.
Deadline? No, that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'll be here tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't fucking care. You're paying for it.
Yeah. No, that's perfect. Chrissy Freeland's doing well for herself. There's only one terrible flaw. I feel like I should not mention this in a modern age, but I swear I saw a movie where Margaret Thatcher had it mentioned to her. That voice, that presence, like...
Oh, yeah.
Chrissy Freeland does not give good radio.
No, and she definitely seems like she's above you.
I don't know if it's that. I just feel like if we were in class together, she would tell on me. It would be for something I did. Like, but, let's be real. Come on, me in junior high, sure.
I feel like she would.
I feel like she would be the first one to be like, you know.
Yeah, the options at the time would be... be cool with it or be a fucking narc. Yeah. And she'd narc every time instead of being cool with it. Yeah. I could see that.
Yeah.
Because I think before any of this started, she had a bunch of statements about, like, small things like, oh, I disagree with my government's, you know, legalization of marijuana. It's like, of course you do. You're just, it's not that you suck. It's that you're a weenie. You're a weenie.
What did she disagree with?
Like, legalizing weed or something along those lines of, like, everyone
agreed
with
this. Your last name is Freeland. You are not allowed to tell me I cannot smoke a joint in this country. Not that we're doing that yet. We will celebrate that after it becomes legal.
Probably a week after it becomes legal. Because, oh my God, the doors are going to be, like, people are just lying.
Oh my God.
You know that they're going to intentionally be like, oh, we bought a box of joints for the entire
province. Stop making Trailer Park related jokes about it. I don't care for that show. And I hate how frequently when I encounter Fromaways.
Yeah.
Not here mostly because they're tourists, so they're wildly uneducated. But, like, when I leave the province and go to Central Canada or, like, America or, like, a broader... people reference the Trailer Park Boys immediately when I tell them I'm from Nova Scotia. And I'm like, I've seen it. Like, I've seen a couple episodes. Like, I don't particularly enjoy it. Like, it's fine. Yes, it's filmed near where I live. Yes, it's filmed... And no, I don't have any, like, it's Trailer Parky. I don't approve it. Like, no. Like, no.
No, it's more like...
It's
been
fucking,
20 years at this point, I swear.
I've never found it entertaining for me. And, like, it's the most selfish first world complaint, but I don't want it to be the cultural export that I'm known for. Make a better cultural export. I'm trying. You're listening to our podcast.
This is Nova Scotia. You have three cultural exports. You have Trailer Park Boys...
I'm sorry, I just realized all of our negative commentary now is going to be like, you're nowhere near as good as the Trailer Park Boys. I'm like, I brought this on myself!
I'm sorry! Ellen Page, who was in the Trailer Park Boys, and the show Lex.
Okay, I went on a wine tour with two girls from Lex way back in the day, and it was great.
Fucking random. They were
hilarious. God knows who they were. I watched an episode of the show and screamed with laughter and vowed to never tune in again. But, like, it was great. They just confirmed every, like, hilarious cliche about how, like, ridiculous everything was to film and how low budget and, shoestring. And how, like, oh, yeah, last minute detail says what? Like, who didn't show up? Who's hammered? This? Oh, great. Another shower scene? Like, that's necessary in space.
Oh, God. For listeners who are unaware, Lex was a sci-fi film show shot in Halifax in the... I want to say late 80s to mid 90s.
Later than that, it would have to be. It was like at least until the mid 2000s.
No. They stopped. Yes.
Look this up. At least until 2004. I will give you that. 2003 at the goddamn earliest. I just told you I went on a wine tour with these ladies. I am old, but I am not that old.
All right, first episode, 1997. Look it up, Dr. Quinn. Second episode, last episode, 2002.
Okay, so I was off by a year.
Yeah. Anyway, it's essentially...
Are you under 48 years old?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was a cultural reference from our other podcast. Check it out at whatever the name of that is, .com.
Yeah. What was the... Alliance Atlantis... became something else, but they started as S&S, which was the company that made Red Green.
Okay.
Yeah, Salter Street.
Oh.
That's it. But no, yeah, S&S is different. That's Smith & Smith. Never mind. So Salter Street became Alliance Atlantis, which is a major film distributor. But that then became a different name. I can't remember.
You couldn't have mentioned this on our pop culture show.
No! This is when this shit comes out. So anyway, they created was essentially half a very dark sci-fi comedy, half a porn that was shown at like 10 p.m. on ATV, CTV, CATV, Space, called Lex. God. And everyone in Halifax...
That's the description you're giving this show. Yeah. It's great. It's fair.
It was...
Softcore porn.
Oh, yeah. Softcore porn. Very, very. Like 90s cable softcore porn.
It wasn't even like, what was it? Blue Nui? Was that the...
Blue Nui or yeah. Red Shoe Diary.
Oh, man. Red Shoe Diaries. The only thing sexy about that was David Duchovny introducing every episode. After that, you can just tune out.
No, but seriously, the entire point of that show... Because, yeah, the rest of it's bullshit. But hearing David Duchovny be like, I want to go fuck that tree. And you're like, yes.
Done.
Give it an Emmy. I just fucked this shoe. Yeah!
Bro.
David Duchovny. I shot this in an
afternoon. You can't watch the rest of that show when you're that busy. Let's just put it that way.
I mean, you know, like, most porns rented last less than 5 minutes. That intro is about 2 minutes.
I love that I can say you would know and I'm not making the obvious reference.
Ah.
Oh, it's great. Just like a three-step one.
Dun-dun.
I love that no one knows what it is, but now you're the porn expert. The porn rental expert.
The porn rental expert.
Speaking of porn rental experts, Donald Trump.
Ah, yes.
Can I tell you a little cultural anecdote that will get us back to 1950s?
Can't we, yeah.
So in Back to the Future 2, when Biff Tannen is essentially Donald Trump if he had political power.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing terrifying there.
Pause for a moment?
Oh, sure.
Hey.
But back to the truth.
Anyway, so yeah, oh, God, I've completely spaced since that phone call.
Oh, we were talking about 1955 Biff Tannen. Yes. And how he's, like, a super incest porn enthusiast, which I just really enjoy. I'm like, that's, like...
Oh, he is, yeah.
That's such an early slander against the whole Trump and Ivanka thing, like...
And that turned out to be, like, 100% terrifyingly true.
Well, presumably, he's objectified his own daughter, but, like...
He's objectified his own daughter a lot. He yeah. has admitted that... If it wasn't his own daughter, he would date her. And it's like, ugh.
See, I have no problem with anyone's interest in any kind of pornography, but, like, please don't say that about your child.
Yeah, yeah. I have no interest in what the hell kind of porn he gets into. My worry is what he thinks about when he is into that porn.
No, my worry is about what he says and does, and that's only because he's the president of the United States of America, that and that's terrifying. So, segment two. We never did say the name of this show.
Oh, no, we did. This one we did.
The no, other we said one... which episode it was, but I don't think we actually said the name of it. I
totally said that the Welcome to the Industry is due.
I will bet you a nickel.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting that nickel.
You edit this show, you can make it say anything you want. But I don't listen, so I'll never know.
Ta-da! I get my nickel.
But you listen, listener, and some of you have the misfortune of being in America. We apologize for your inconvenience.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, America, what point are we at now?
This timeline is getting very murky. What is the latest? That's the thing. Oh, Kavanaugh.
Okay, so, yeah, Kavanaugh's probably going to become a Supreme Court.
Nope.
Really?
Where are you on this timeline?
Oh, no, I haven't paid attention for, like, 3 days.
When was the last time you... 3 days?
Yeah.
So much has happened.
I needed a break.
So much has happened.
What's up?
So, I feel like you should bring up the front page of Reddit while I talk, but Kavanaugh... has had a letter about him forwarded to the FBI by the Democratic Party in relation to sexually harassing or assaulting or sexual misconduct is the term I believe they use with a woman, and every pundit out there is being like the only reason that would be reported to the FBI is if it involved a cover-up, like however many $100,000 payment, I think two. That was that the one that they had said he spent on baseball tickets? They're like, that didn't make sense.
That
he
makes
probably paid
sense.
Off a woman who accused him of sexual misconduct.
Oh my God.
So I really can't imagine the Republicans nominating him, although they did nominate Donald Trump, so everything's plausible.com.
Well, that's the thing, is like, even this, well, you got to keep in mind that the Republicans still support and admit pedophile. So
they a lot of them pulled away from
not the
president. A lot of them pulled out from Roy Moore.
But not enough.
But all it's going to take is like three. All it's going to take is like three to pull away from Kavanaugh.
At
this
the
will
very least,
the,
yeah.
If Susan Collins goes through with voting for him after this, it's just like, that's great. You are the best example, the clearest example we have of a bought and paid for politician from a part of the country that still has a sufficiently respectful senator.
Yeah.
What's his name? King, who came out and was like, I can't possibly vote for this guy. I'm an independent. Yeah. I usually caucus with Democrats, so it makes sense. But
Steve King.
No, it wasn't Steve King. It was the better one.
Shit.
Not Steve King.
I can't remember his name.
I don't think I enjoy Steve King. I think Steve King. I don't remember you enough. That's how important you are.
Yeah, I like that people were raising money on like...
Over $1 million now, I believe.
Yeah, to just gift her to be like, please stop. And she turned around and said, this is a bribe.
This is a bribe. I know, and it's like, you're the one... You're the party that supported ridiculous amounts of anonymous money in politics.
Yeah.
Citizens United is so fucked, America. The fact that you're not marching the streets over that as your origin point of fury just... I don't know if we would do it here. We're relying on convention, and God help us all for that, because the Constitution's about to be violated over something mundane, which is the worst thing to violate the Constitution over.
But that's the thing.
You're not violating the Constitution. It's part of it that you can't remember the name of. I understand that. It's still violating it by convention. It's violating convention, and that's what our laws... Or that's what not our laws, but our system is based on.
Yeah, and it's just... It's
sorry,
just
man.
Vengeance. Revenge!
You. Revenge me!
Revenge!
Yeah, Kavanaugh, I don't know. I don't think it's going to happen now.
Well, that would be nice.
I think there's been enough shade. And unless I'm wrong, they can't possibly nominate someone fast enough now.
That would be even better.
Yeah.
Which is why I worry that they'll just shove it through.
They really have to be amoral enough to want to lose the midterms.
They
want to lose the Senate, too?
They
that will
sold
lose the Senate
America
too.
To Russia.
They did, but America's... fucking insanely oblivious or just doesn't care.
Yeah.
Like, this is the kind of thing that they're watching enough right now in enough numbers that if it turns out to be another fucking sexual misconduct thing too, it'll just tip the scales enough. They'll lose the Senate too.
I hope.
I hope too.
I don't
hope they do it because their Supreme Court is fucked, but, you know, no system is perfect. I always have a Supreme Court, but it's going my way right now.
But yeah, no, I just don't trust them to be able to do it.
Americans in general?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll find out.
During the Senate hearing, Reddit says, didn't Mazie Hirono expressly involve if he had ever drafted or been involved with settlements from inappropriate sexual behavior? Yes, she did. And he said no. Aerodynamic Hammock says that no alone could be a count of perjury.
It's not because he's not technically sworn. It's not perjury. It's
that should be the
there is a kind of rule
that
law
should absolutely
there.
Be perjury.
I know, but it because he's giving a resume before elected officials. It's not before the court.
It's the actual people's court.
This is correct. America.
You probably can't commit perjury in any...
It's fucked.
Jesus Christ, do we ever give testimony to commons? I don't think so. To committees, but
not
we never see that.
Testimony. Well, like...
That's a weirdness of our system. We never see these kind of things.
They almost
or
had to...
It's a weirdness of theirs.
It's a weirdness of extreme uses of politics and judiciary.
And theater.
Yeah, because, like, we almost had to subpoena Stephen Harper a couple of years ago during the whole Mike...
From PEI.
Yeah, Senator Mike.
W5. Not W5, the other one. Sunday something.
Big mouth, looks like a mountain.
Mike, Sunday...
Like
interviewing politicians.
Duffy,
thank you.
Anyway, Harper almost got subpoenaed for that, but like while he was the sitting prime minister, to a Senate hearing on finances. But I don't know if they actually had the power to.
I don't remember seeing any of this on, like, public television, though.
Oh, God, no. This is,
that's
like...
That's the thing.
This is, like, reading... This is reading reporters giving analysis on Twitter. This is, like, so many that's levels of inside baseball of, like, what do you think? I think this. Well, I think this. And it's like, oh, my God.
America, let us know if you think that's healthier or unhealthier via Twitter while you still have any freedom of speech left.
Time's ticking.
By the way, vote fucking Democrat, you weirdos.
Like,
Jesus
seriously,
H.
Seriously, Christ.
You heard us yell in the first part of this show about the lack of proportional representation.
Ooh,
yours is worse.
Cynthia
your
Nixon
party system.
Is, her vote's tonight.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, well, the Sex and the City ladies may become elected tonight.
I would be massively shocked if that happened.
She apparently is doing pretty well, but yeah, she's against, like, Cuomo, so...
Well, also... Is anyone in the mood to vote for someone who's got a celebrity TV reputation right now? Like, sorry whether that's fair or not, but come on.
I agree and yet disagree in terms of Americans seem to actually think, well, I'll just vote for someone who's famous but not evil.
She is also nominated as the gubernatorial candidate for the Working Families Party.
Random.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, Cuomo's probably going to win, but she gave him enough of a fight that's like, I see.
It weakens him. And she should run for something smaller now, like, seriously.
Yeah, well, she should...
Run for state government.
Yeah, she really should, because they would elect her to that.
They would, for sure.
They like her.
Yeah.
It's just the whole thing of, like...
She'll probably vote run for state senate now and get defeated in that.
Probably.
If she's president and, like... Yeah, X number of years, like, we'll laugh about this. Because I'll be better with that. She's a better redhead for the office. Much better.
That would lead to, finally, a truly good third Sex and the City movie.
I've never seen... No, I almost lied. I think I saw the first one.
The first one's good because it's almost like a parody of itself. It's like, someone gave this frivolous, ridiculous, tongue-in-cheek show a film. We're going to be even more frivolous, ridiculous, and tongue-in-cheek. And, like, I think the second one apparently is like that as well.
Let's flounce about in the worst part of the world.
Yeah,
no.
Exactly. There's the other thing of, like, yeah, I see what you're doing. But you're missing this.
New York was always a main character of the show.
So we're going to Dubai.
So we're going to Dubai, where everything is, oh, God, oh, no, oh, everything. God. Oh, from escape from this part of the world
but like,
immediately.
For the third one to come out to be, like, almost a political
thriller
would be amazing.
You are wasteful and just
you're
have bad ideas.
A political thriller that doesn't focus on Samantha.
Yeah, incidental part for Samantha. Everyone else gets, like...
She'd be, like, trying to deal with, like, I'm not important, I'm frivolous, take me serious, and everyone would be like, no.
Yeah.
You're a shit-ass blogger. Fuck off.
Carrie should be the, like, B story to her, like, not Mr. Big, but new partner of the month's A story.
Yeah.
That'd be great, just, like, rando. He's, like, having a quarrel at the gym or something, like, and Carrie's in the background being like, I'm telling important things to my laptop. And we're like, we've all moved beyond that as a society, Carrie. Nobody cares.
She's trying to set up, like, a YouTube account.
Yeah. Why is nobody listening to my podcast? I can empathize with you, Carrie, but fuck off.
Fuck you, you muddy bitch.
Fuck.
Oh, you know that she'd also start, like, it wouldn't just be a podcast. It'd be, like one of those, like, the prestige ones that get people out of jail and shit.
Oh no, she'd try to go on YouTube for sure, and then there'd be a bunch of nasty comments about her appearance and, you know, horses. And,
oh, so many.
And newer
space.
Jokes about just, you know, being your age, and like, people would be like, that's not funny. And I would agree, because, you know, she looks good for her age, but then they'd be like, you're like a horse, and they would be like, I
just
agree.
Make a really mean one. Like, a really, really dark and mean one. And have someone throw in there, like, you look like Matthew Broderick's fuck pillow.
Oh.
Oh.
Matthew Broderick would never fuck something so feminine. Except when he masturbates. Yeah.
Yeah.
Double joke.
Yeah.
He also hit someone with a car or something.
Yes, he did. He murdered someone in Ireland. Well,
wow.
Not murder. He manslaughtered someone in Ireland.
There you go.
Yeah. I think two people.
Accidental homicide, I think. I don't know. No.
Yeah, it was vehicular manslaughter.
We're not experts on the legal history of Matthew Broderick.
But we know he killed someone.
And he married an animal. Yeah.
Yeah.
In the sack.
Ah.
See, this is a complimentary show, Carrie Bradshaw, or whatever your actual name may be.
Now, drop her and just go marry Nathan Lane like we know. Hocus Pocus,
fuck you! I know! Sarah Jessica Parker, thanks for Hocus Pocus. That got off the rails for even episode, or whatever, part two.
I know, right?
Season R.
But we've reached the point where it's just, we can't talk about American stuff because...
Everything hinges on the midterms. We're all in a waiting pattern. And also, don't nominate Kavanaugh. Well, you already did that, but don't confirm him. Jesus.
Just get to November 3rd.
Anyone out there who's like, this is a sleazy tactic against him. I'm like, yes, probably, but probably based in truth, maybe? Who knows? Nobody cares right now because, you know, you're going to lose abortion and a bunch of other things. So just greater good, like...
And it...
Tar and feather.
It may be sleazy, that's terrible. But it's still
true. Back. If this is not based in truth at all, and this is a sleazy, underhanded maneuver, and he's actually innocent, then I applaud anyone who investigates that, and absolutely thoroughly tars and feathers anyone responsible for that.
Yes.
That kind of shit cannot fly, and America's sleazy enough that it would happen. There's enough partisan nonsense without me encouraging it.
That said, if it is true, then it is completely within the realm of okay to be that politically sleazy.
If it's based in fact and the Republican Party was stupid enough after electing Donald Trump to nominate a Supreme Court judge with that shady of a past, then fuck you.
Like, they sure are.
Yeah.
They sure the fuck are.
That's it for our...
Oh my god.
Part two, for sure.
What? Yeah, and we were going to say something. What was part three? Part three was...
Part three was about you getting evicted from Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
That's
so,
local media
so
in a nutshell.
Yeah, yeah. So
right there, super local.
So, like, I am still back there, but I had to rebuild and recreate my entire account. I have 1/5 the followers that I did, which is...
What's your Twitter handle? Get them back?
Mickey, MikkiHFX.
Pimp that shit. I'm going to follow you right now.
Yeah.
And then you can follow me. And I will never talk to you. Not you, I mean the audience. I love you, but I will never talk to you.
But, so...
I'm afraid of you.
So, what happened is, I was retweeting a Vice article about neo-Nazis in Canada. And all I did was retweet it. That's the funniest thing. But, I got piled on by neo-Nazis, and instead of just like doing their typical be offensive and horrible thing, they all decided to just start like block reporting anything I posted as like threats or anything against them. So completely unrelated post reported as a threat, and if you do that enough times, the algorithm essentially just goes, I'm not dealing with this. You are clearly the problem.
It kicks it up a notch, but there's not enough staff to deal with it in a timely fashion.
And so they go, you're the problem, not them. And they perma-suspend my account.
And there's no way of getting it back.
No.
They're just like, we delete that, please. As if Twitter ever deletes anything we ever write, ever.
Right? But if you go to it, all the tweets are gone. That's like 10 years.
They can't reinstate that shit?
They claim they can't.
Bullshit.
They also claim they can't reinstate all the followers.
Bullshit.
Yeah. So anyway... And that was, like, a month ago at this point. So
also
I've
bullshit.
Long given up, and I'm simply moving on. I'm moving towards work that means I will probably just lock it down anyway. Mm. Like, when the book eventually comes out, I'm going to make a branding thing for that. This used to be branding for media. It no longer is.
You should lock it down. I like... keeping the personality and like being able to look through the history and like if anyone's like, she said this, be like, yes,
yeah,
I did.
Fair.
Like,
that's a fair point.
You were gonna take that out anyway, so I just left it there.
It doesn't have that years and years and years worth of history anymore.
Tempting fate.
You know, like, it has the month and a half since history, and it has a couple of older posts because like I created this account 4 years ago as just a secondary. But it doesn't have that history. It doesn't have all those posts.
That's not the worst thing. It is a fresh start.
Yeah.
But I hate that you got there through neo-Nazis.
Well, exactly.
Or any kind of Nazis. Well, let's just call them Nazis.
It is funny that Jacob Boone doesn't block me now.
That's hilarious, really.
And, like, I followed him and, like, you know, interacting somewhat. And it's like, okay, so you that whole block was just because of who I worked for.
What about our favorite counselor?
He didn't block me until I made myself blockable, by which I noted that he was promoting Jordan Peterson's fascism, and he was all, I don't like you.
Yeah, no. I don't think I'm blocked anymore. Twitter's a weird place. I don't know how to feel about this. Good, essentially. I mean, you always want to interact with people, even people who frustrate you on a deep spiritual level. Like referring to it that way, it makes it sound more meaningful.
Right?
I'm like, no, I feel it in my core, bitch. That's a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't make it any more rational, but it does make it sound more real.
So.
That's local politics in a nutshell. Oh, my God. That's great.
So, yeah, that's the fun I've been having. But since then, it's really interesting because there's people who, because of the magazine, had blocked me, and now I can see them. And it's like, why did you block me? Because none of what you want or do or any of that, I don't give a fuck.
Reminder.
Just like anyone.
Literally. No.
Huh?
I mean, you're a reminder.
Oh, yeah, fair.
That's why.
Oh, well.
That's why occasionally we do recycling around the house when we find things.
Ah, that fire sure does recycle well.
This has been that podcast you need to listen to.
Yes, thank you for listening to the podcast you should be listening to. The podcast that possibly has something to do with an industry that is sliding ever towards some sort of cataclysmic apocalypse.
It's vaguely related, but we keep ourselves distant because they're clearly on the downslope health-wise.
Yes. I mean, they still get money, which we don't, but...
Podcasts will still be here forever, starving, soon to be in the dark.
Because they cost nothing to make with viewers like you.
Donate to us at heyfaggotandtranny.edu.
Hey,
deliver us from poverty.edu.
Shit, I had that. And it was... Hey Tranny 1985... And Hey Faggot 2001.
What? Is this a thing?
I believe so.
No, at what? How do we do this?
Oh, at gmail.com. I gotta make sure that
oh
I do.
Oh my god, like, this is so exciting.
I think I signed up for that.
Hey Faggot 2000 what?
2001.
Hey Faggot 2001 at gmail.com.
I think I got that.
Hey Tranny
1985.
85? Yeah. Nice. Because you're younger than me?
Yeah, well, that is my birth name, but Hey Faggot was just simply too popular.
That's great. Every year except 2001.
Yeah.
What could have happened in 2001 to make it unpopular?
Anyway,
this has been delightful. What can we think about this September 13th? Thank you for joining us. Have a lovely day. Watch that musical about Gander. It tells you how we feel about you when we forget about all the things you've done lately.
And just replace sorry with fuck off.
Be a little nice. They're traumatized.
Bye.
Get us through to November. You can do this.
No, you can't.
So.